Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we would like to include your responses to the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And let's see. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidate have you tended to vote for most often? A Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of party?
Republican.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1963.
Thank you very much. Now, have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of a new ammonia plant near or in Ingleside?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you seen, read, or heard about this from a report in the newspaper? Yes or no?
No. Wasn't a newspaper.
A website you found?
No.
Attending a meeting?
No.
Facebook, X, or other social media?
I think it was a TV thing.
A report on television?
Yes.
Thank you. Since we still have a few more to go, just tell me yes or no for each. What about Facebook, X, or other social media?
Did I see something on Facebook about it?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
What about news sites or articles on the internet?
No.
Something you heard on the radio?
No, I think it was TV.
Okay, and talking with family or friends?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, thank you. Now, in your own words, please tell me what you have seen, read, or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant.
There's a group in Ingleside that's real upset about it. That's all I know.
That a group on Ingleside are upset about it.
Yeah.
And do you know why, or would you like to expand?
I don't know why. I know that it's an issue, but I'm really not up to speed on that.
Okay, that's fine. Now, what you've seen, heard, or read given you a more negative view or a more positive view on the proposed ammonia plant?
I'm neutral. I don't know. I don't know what the issues are.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I would like to read you the names of several groups or individuals. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just let me know. Now, here's the first one. Flint Hills Resources.
Positive.
Strong positive or just somewhat?
Oh, strong positive.
Thank you. What about Yara?
About what?
Yara.
Never heard of it.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is Port of Corpus Christi.
Yeah, I know the Port of Corpus Christi.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a strong positive, somewhat negative, or strong negative opinion of them?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. What about Valero?
Positive.
Strong or just somewhat?
Strong positive.
Thank you. What about Oxy Energy Corporation?
Strong positive.
Project Yaren?
I've never heard of it. Don't know.
What about Enbridge?
Enbridge, the pipeline company? Yeah.
And do you have a strong... Is it a strong or just somewhat?
Strong.
Strong. And the last one is Nueces County Green Ammonia.
Nueces County Green Ammonia. I never heard of it.
Okay, that's fine. Now, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility located in the southern edge of Ingleside?
I suppose I would support it.
And do you somewhat favor or strongly favor it?
I strongly favor it, I would guess, yeah.
Thank you. Now, please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility at the south part of Ingleside. The first one is, the proposed ammonia plant and export facility will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center and the south tip of Ingleside.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
And do you strongly favor it or just somewhat?
Strongly favor it because I believe the Enbridge site is right there where all the tanks are. So that'd be a place for it.
Thank you. The next one is, ammonia is the second most manufactured chemical globally, and one of the two project partners, Yara, has over 100 years of experience and excellent safety records and extensive knowledge of the entire production process. Knowing this, would you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility at the south part of Ingleside?
I think it's okay.
So do you strongly favor it or just somewhat?
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Now, a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and expert capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center.
Yeah, strongly support.
Strongly favor, thank you. The proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
Strongly favor.
Opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives.
I don't believe so.
So do you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. The next one is, ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
Support.
Do you strongly favor or just somewhat?
Strongly support, yeah.
Thank you. The next one is, approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported by a pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County.
Yeah, okay. Gonna go to King Ranch, yep.
So do you strongly favor it or somewhat?
Yeah, strongly favor, I guess. I mean, you know, another fucking scam, but...
Thank you. Now, in addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales end-use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax.
Yep. Strongly favor.
Thank you. The next one is, the low-carbon ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
Strongly favor.
The next one is, plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
Strongly favor.
Thank you, and we're halfway there. The next one is, the proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services.
Yeah, strongly favor.
Thank you. The next one is, Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
I suppose that's an issue, but mm-hmm. I think it could be managed.
And based on the scale, where do you stand? Do you strongly favor it, somewhat favor it, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. Thank you. And consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items, such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers. Knowing this, would you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of the ammonia plant?
Strongly favor.
Thank you. The next one is, the produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residences, and then it is shipped.
Yeah, strongly favor.
Thank you. Now we have Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked and known to the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality, and reported to at least semi-annually in reports made available to the public.
Our favorite, strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Now three more to go. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem.
Well, I'm supposing there's a certain amount of that. But
and so in the scale, where do you fall? Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly favor the project or the fact that there's going to be more erosion?
The fact that there's going to be more erosion, as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem.
I don't think that's a big issue.
Okay. So based on the scale, where do you fall?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Thank you. Now two more to go. Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities.
Strongly favor.
And the last one for this session is, the ammonia produced by the facility would be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that would otherwise come from coal plants.
Yeah, that's strongly favored.
Strongly favored. Thank you very much. Now, knowing all of the above, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility located in the southern edge of Ingleside?
I strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you. And in your own words, please tell me why you would favor the proposed ammonia plant and export facility.
It's going to use American natural gas, and it's going to create jobs in Corfing in Costa Bay.
American gas, and they will produce jobs, you said?
I mean, I suppose that's why Enbridge is involved, because they're going to pipeline the gas in, right?
Yes. So what you said was they are going to use natural American gas, and they will produce jobs.
Are they going to produce anhydrous ammonia or ammonia, NH4?
I am not sure about that, if I'm being honest. So would you like to leave your response like that?
Yeah, like I said, I don't know. I mean, I've heard about it, but I really don't know the details.
Okay. That's fine.
So, I said, my question is, in my mind now, is it going to produce, anhydrous, or is it going to just produce NH4? I mean, my guess is it's going to produce
anhydrous ammonia for fertilizer.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, just a few questions.
They also use ammonia for munitions, too, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you. Now, just a few questions to make sure that we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
No.
And is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your place of residence?
No.
Which of the following best describes your current type of or most recent type of employment? White collar or management? Farming or fishing? Energy or
Management. Management.
Management. Okay, thank you. Do you have an Instagram account?
Excuse me?
Do you have an Instagram account?
Thought I gave you my age already.
I'm sorry, what was that? I didn't catch that.
I said, I thought I gave you the year I was born.
Oh, no. Do you have an Instagram account?
Never mind. No.
No. Thank you. And do you have a Facebook account?
Yes.
Do you have an X account?
No.
No. And do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis?
No.
Thank you. Now, do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis?
I haven't read the Corpus Christi Caller Times in 15 years.
Thank you. Now, do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days per week?
My wife does.
What about you, sir?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. And do you have any children under the age of 18 who reside with you full or part-time?
No.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So once again, thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.